I had a substitute teacher that cried over how he like hit a duck or something while he was driving. Do you remember that, Hunter?
Oh yeah, the dude that got caught
Yeah.
watching porn on the smart board.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And then he
Yeah.
ended up turning the smart board on and it was just porn in a classroom full of fucking kids.
What
Like
crime,
junior
bro? I
high
wanna.
kids.
What was he watching, bro? That shit would have been
I don't
sick.
know.
I wasn't in that class that day.
I don't know. I wasn't either, but that was fucking
Man,
crazy.
don't use the laptop you take to work with you
He was doing it on the
to
school
watch porn.
computer,
Yeah,
dog.
it was
Oh
a school
no, it was
computer.
his desktop. What
Yeah, for
the
sure.
fuck? He was a substitute, man. That wasn't even his
Yeah.
computer.
Oh.
That was another
Yeah.
teacher's
That
computer he was doing
wasn't even him, bro.
that
He just had to feel the secondhand embarrassment of that for no reason.
on. He got
Who
fired.
got
Oh shit.
fired? Oh, he got
Oh,
fired
he
over
went to
that?
fucking
Yeah.
jail. He went to jail.
That wasn't his porn.
I think he was looking it up on
Yeah.
the original teacher's computer. I don't think that was the original
Yeah, I
teacher's
think
porn.
so. I
That's
think is what
even more
happened.
wild.
I think is what happened, and I could be wrong, but I think he turned the smart board on and was doing something, and then he thought that he turned the smart board off and proceeded to look up the porn.
Yeah.
Pretty
What a
sure.
fucking dude.
Like after he got done teaching his lesson, he's like, "Fuck yeah, I taught these kids. Now I'm gonna look at some titties."
I
I
taught these kids so fucking good.
don't know.
Time for my reward.
How do I teach these 13, 14-year-old kids so good? This way.
And then he looks up Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, wait, this ain't sex
Just
ed.
kidding.
Should talk about how the dinosaurs weren't wiped out from an asteroid.
How so?
It was actually Adam and Eve in their spaceship, and when they collided with the planet, they fucking killed everything, and then boom, birthed the humans.
Because originally we came from Mars and we killed the planet on Mars, and then they sent Adam and Eve to Earth.
Here we are killing Earth, talking about bringing the atmosphere back to Mars.
Conspiracy theories.
I was gonna say conspiracy theories part two.
Yes. Or how they're trying to make woolly mammoths. That's crazy.
Well, they made dire wolves.
I know, that's freaking crazy.
They're talking
Playing
about
and gone.
one hundred woolly mammoths by the year 2028.
100? Why do they want to make 100 woolly mammoths?
So they can repopulate them, I think. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's the plan with them. And the dire wolves.
That's fucking
Now
crazy.
the direwolves would be really cool, but why the fuck do we need 100 or thousands of woolly mammoths?
Let's
You
fucking
can get
do a
our ivory
dinosaur.
trade back, brother.
I yeah, okay, you got
I
me
don't
there.
know. That's the only thing I could actually think of.
For the wool.
They're wool, because they're called woolly mammoths.
What
Fuck you guys. Fuck
Or
you, Kyle.
even their tusks. I mean, think about how much
That's
money
the
an
ivory,
elephant
brother.
tusk goes
Yeah,
for.
that's what the ivory's for, Daniel. Oh my God,
What?
we're so
Oh,
alike. It's
that's
crazy.
ivory right there, buddy. That's what they make piano keys out of.
You're like my best friend. That's
It's fucking
crazy.
crazy.
Oh my That's embarrassing. Be smarter, Daniel.
Yeah, what else we could talk about? We could talk about how in Antarctica they won't let anybody out there
That's actually a good one.
But they literally pay you.
Because
No,
there's a giant that
that's
past a certain
Alaska.
point, you can't go there, and it's because there's a fucking hole out there. A fucking hole that leads to the other side. And they don't want anybody to see this hole.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
The other side of what?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I haven't been there.
the other side. Flat Earth.
Hold up. What about all the Nazis over there? Hey, how about Hitler?
The flat Earth thing might be a thing though. Cause
no, bro, you're insane, bro.
Have you ever seen shadows?
Do you know? Have you ever heard of shadows?
Hear me up. When Adam and Eve collided with the planet,
oh my god, bro!
It kind of just tilted the whole thing. They all just flew off, or they died right there on the spot.
Oh my god!
So do you like touch a lot of C4 when you work or something? I would actually be sick, honestly.
He does.
Do they let you touch TNT or C4?
C4.
No, that's sick, bro. Don't be touching that shit with your bare hands a whole lot, though.
He does. He fucking licks that shit.
I go to work every day. I lick that shit.
Bro, people used to chew it like bubble gum. That's why they put a fucking sticker on it that says don't eat.
Seriously?
Yeah, back when it fucking first came out, fucking soldiers were just like chewing on that shit.
That's malleable. Weird.
But their ass woke up after it, though.
That's like the kids eating the fucking Tide Pods.
Well, I mean, they definitely did it to get high.
Oh, you can get high off of that stuff?
Fuck yeah, all it is chemicals.
Oh. Damn, no wonder, fuck Daniel, yeah. You're in such a great mood when you get home. I'm just joking.
Who wouldn't like to sit there and get high as fuck and blow shit up?
Bro, that sounds like a good fucking day.
No, it's not really like that. He's actually shoveling buckets of rocks all day long.
You're gonna go blow shit up, kid. That's all you're gonna do. Gets to job site, shovels rocks. That'd be the story of my life. That would suck.
Yeah. He does have to do that sometimes.
Well, if that ain't the whole job, man, I'm down to shovel a little bit of rocks. If you hand me a brick of C4 and all I have to do is shovel rocks for 8 hours for one day, like, I'm cool.
Well, it's not even 8 hours. It's like 4 hours.
Oh, dude, I've dug holes in Oklahoma for fucking, like, months at a time. Like, I don't... I'll fucking shovel rocks. I'll shovel rocks for 4 hours.
You literally just sounded like you came straight out of the movie Holes.
Bro, I lived the movie Holes for months of my life, and I fucking hated it. I literally dug holes as the width of my shovel and as deep as my shovel. I was in holes.
You're starting to sound a whole lot like Oliver Anthony.
Who?
Who's Oliver Anthony?
Yeah, the country guy. It's always hating his life at work and fucking what's that song called? The song
that just blew up a while ago. He's so stupid. Everyone thinks that he's great and like the best singer ever, but in reality, he sounds like a hobo.
I still don't know who you're all talking about.
He sings that Richmond, North of Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that guy.
He's like, get up and work. It's some weird shit. And it sounds like he's a yodeler.
Well, that one song that Hunter just mentioned is a good song, but I don't listen to much of his shit beyond that. I thought you were going to say Shia LaBeouf off of the movie Holes, but fuck Shia LaBeouf, by the way. Fucking, never mind. Continuing.
Anyway, fuck Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Shia LaBeouf is the guy that plays in Holes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he plays in Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah, same guy.
Tired, Grandpa.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Keep digging.
Dale didn't know that that's where that was from until today. I told him.
You guys were talking about holes before
she looked it up.
Yeah, we were talking about holes before this. I've been talking about holes all day. I talked about holes at work,
brother,
too.
Ew.
You live we a love very holes. Strange life.
We love all holes. Wait, what? I'm just kidding. That's so weird.
We enter all holes.
We eat all whole. Wait, what? I'm joking. I'm talking about donut holes.
So are we going to, like, continue talking about Antarctica, that Oliver Anthony dude, or, like, are we just going off on random shit? Is that what we're doing?
I refuse to talk about Oliver Anthony.
All right, so Oliver Anthony it is.
No.
Who the fuck is this guy? I'm not going to find out all about him.
Net worth is $1.5 million off of that one viral song, I guess.
I fucking hate that dude.
He charges $300,000 to book a show.
Why the fuck would you do that? Because he's a fucking idiot, that's why.
Well, if you were rich, you could hire him to just clown on him.
Yeah, like, fuck you, bitch. You're gonna fucking play your music for me. He's stupid as hell. I think he's the dumbest person ever.
What the fuck? Hold on. I'm reading this and I was going through, like, the people also ask, and it says, is Oliver still a billionaire? And it said, Oliver Jonas Ollie Queen, born May 16th, 2351.
What?
A former billionaire, playboy, turned vigilante archer, and mayor of Starling City. This is, like, some fucking TV show or something.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck?
That had me fucked up for a second,
dude. We're going into the future.
I was about to say, you're definitely on Wikipedia.
Yeah, bro. Anybody can edit that shit.
That's weird.
I used to go through in high school and edit some Wikipedia pages, just random ones. I'm not going to say on the pod because it's going to make me look bad and cause Hunter more fucking editing, but you can imagine. I was quite the jokester. I did do one on with the Underground Railroad.
What's the Underground Railroad?
That's all. You don't know what the Underground Railroad is?
Okay. No.
Bro, go back to the time of slaves.
The Underground Railroad. Oh, that's where they would sneak them off, right? It's the same.
Yes, that's where they would sneak them off.
I'm like, what are slaves? I'm just kidding.
Do you guys know what happens every time you yawn?
Yeah. A wiener goes in my mouth.
Yo.
I was going to say, a ghost dick goes into your mouth.
A what? Oh, shit.
A ghost dick.
How did I guess that?
Casper, is that you?
No, this is a very productive episode.
I know, we gotta, for real. For real. I don't know what to do.
Kayla, give us an idea.
Dude, I don't fucking know. Let's ask ChatGPT or whatever.
So why are you saying what when I say something?
Give us a topic to talk about for 1 hour on our podcast.
What about wrestlers?
Okay, here's a juicy 1 hour podcast topic.
This is...
If the internet shut down tomorrow, what happens next?
Oh, people are dying.
It says, you can break it down to this. Okay, so first off, immediate chaos. How would people react in the first 24 hours?
Food, water, gas, guns.
All right, this sounds... how would it impact your daily life? If you had no internet at all.
Poorly. It would have.
You wouldn't be able to get into your bank account if the freaking internet shut down, right? You wouldn't be able to fucking work, because you guys can't do ACs without the internet, right?
You'd have to go steal gold and silver.
Yeah. I can do the internet. I can do work.
I can do the internet.
I didn't go to a year for school just to look that shit up every fucking day.
Oh. We don't all cheat.
Fucking snitching on me, Kayla.
I have to pull the wire off to check the capacitor.
No, fuck if you do.
Okay, fuck you guys. You wouldn't be able to talk to each other.
No.
Wouldn't be talking to you right now. That would be
fucking terrible.
I worked solo for 2 years.
Well, all you need is 2 tin cans and a string.
How would we, would you go back into, like, living in the wilderness and, like, capturing animals and shit? Because, like, if there were no internet, we wouldn't be able to, connect with other countries and shit, right?
Fuck other countries, that'd be good.
There would be no AC or heat.
Yep. What? That doesn't work off the internet,
brother. Oh, I'm already thinking electricity. Hold
up. Bluetooth is powered creatures. By the internet.
All right, we could talk about how, like, say all the grids go down.
Bitch, I'm not done.
We could talk about electricity going out, Wi-Fi going out,
everything. Electricity, you lose everything. And who was blackout. It? The Chinese.
Probably, no,
probably Red the Dawn. Americans.
Or was it the Germans?
Probably the Chinese, but fuck Germans too. We'll just blame them all. They're all communists. They're trying our coup. They try.
Seriously, though, what or who do you think it would actually be if they took out all of our electricity, China. The internet? I feel like it would be China too, for sure.
China and Russia together. I'm telling you, Red Dawn situation.
Yeah, Red Dawn. Did you say Russia or Germany earlier?
Germany.
No, yeah, wait, Germany's actually... I mean, Germans are not, like... I mean, they're not the greatest people right now, but they're not... They're not Russia and China. Russia and China are fucking terrible right now.
Straight-up communists.
Yeah. Yeah, the worst thing you could probably be in the
world.
Dude,
a lot of our prices at work, too, like, skyrocketed because of the tariffs.
It'll be down after a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to take a few months.
A few months? I'm tired of paying $10 for a thing of eggs.
That shouldn't be getting tariffed.
That's not getting tariffed.
Oh. Well, damn, these fucking chickens need to work harder. They need to do
Name
better.
A Canadian product. Go.
Bag milk.
Canadian geese.
That's not a product.
Maple syrup.
Birds aren't real.
90% of our maple syrup is from here.
Hold on, let me use a Google because I don't know.
Exactly, is what I mean.
I don't think there's anything here that says made in Canada.
No, that's what I mean, bro. There was some memes going around, people like, oh my god, I'm going to have to change up my whole lifestyle. Look at all the things I buy from Canada. And then they showed a basket full of nothing.
That's so funny, actually, though.
Did you see the video where it's like America, right? And that's like, oh, Canada's getting their army ready. It's a flock of geese up in the fucking sky.
Dude, fuck geese. Imagine being known, like, as a goose. Like, you're fucking... Is there, like, deal just geese? Like, how our shit's eagles? Or the bald eagle?
I think so.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, what's the Canadian fucking bird?
It is the Canada Jay, also known as the Grey Jay.
Never heard of it.
Chosen by the Royal Canadian Geographical Society in 2016. That's really recent. While the common loon was clear winner in the public vote. The Gray Jay was selected by the Society's expert panel.
Could it fight a bald eagle?
No, this thing's like, I think it's sitting on like a ball pin.
Bro, loons are kind of cool though. They're cool.
Yeah, we got a shitload of loons up in Minnesota.
Crown Royal.
Watching them out on the Crown Royal.
Crown Royal is fucking disgusting, and the only quality that they make is the bags. Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Crown Royal whiskey is Canadian.
Yeah, and it's fucking dog water.
Dino Nuggets are Canadian.
Like all
dino nuggets?
No, I think made the brand Dino forever. Nuggets.
Dad, you can't make Dino Nuggets. Those are
You've heard it here first. Nuggets. All Dino Nuggies are made in Canada.
Fuck you guys.
That's a shame. I gotta change my daily diet now.
Are we just talk shit on all the countries
we hate, but probably just Canada because everything else gets
Snuggles fabric softener is from Canada. Snuggles fabric softener.
They're so nice. They're like, let's name it Snuggles.
I'll buy the Tide Pods for the texture.
Tastes pretty bad.
What?
Tide Pods are fucking delicious.
I was gonna say.
Texture. Kids, texture you for want your a throat. Life hack? Fucking, them Tide Pods are good.
Good shit.
You ever tried a spoonful of cinnamon?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. It was a bad idea.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
How about nutmeg?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same thing, just more powder.
You guys want to know how to get a dog to stay?
Don't post that fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog picture. I'll be
no,
very
I'm not. No, I'm not. You gotta nail his feet to the floor.
Damn. Oh,
damn. That's what was happening in the picture.
I'm kidding.
He was getting nailed in that picture.
That's fucked up. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but a shotgun puts him down for good.
What the fuck are you guys looking at?
What are you looking at?
Did you guys see that meme? Like, oh, you're at the gun show. You're at a gun show, and you're trying them out in your mouth so you get kicked out.
Jesus. No. Didn't see that.
I'm gonna go find it. Hold
Jesus
up.
Christ.
Oh, fuck. Me and you just started watching 13 Reasons Why again.
Oh, no.
And this episode is mine.
This is crazy.
I'm actually the 14th tape.
Yeah, being escorted out of a gun show for rating them on based on mouthfeel.
What? Oh, shut the fuck up! I sent you that, or no, you sent me that. Yeah.
Are you guys just sending memes back and forth?
No.
I'm so lost here.
I don't know.
That's what it seems like. You guys have the same material, but you don't know where it's coming from.
I like my women like I like my coffee. Weak and burnt. That's fucked up. I actually don't get that one at all. I don't like this. There's some of them that are really fucked up.
I don't like this because you're the only one laughing.
You're such a fucking dick, bro. I fucking
hate you. We just like really dumb jokes. I choose pickup lines.
So you feeling good about yourself? Let me cut you down real quick. Nice tower you built for yourself.
Yeah, you fucking dick. Fuck you, dude. You're a bitch. That was so mean.
So we're just doing jokes and just jokes in general. Is that the plan?
We're just doing an unusable one, I guess. I don't know.
We're just gonna do jokes and talk shit to each other.
We're 50 minutes in.
We started already?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was started at 9:09.
I know, I don't like what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's getting a little unhinged. But anyway, hey girl, are you Abraham Lincoln? Because you're causing an uprising down south.
Shut the fuck up. That's so stupid. Okay, how does a World War II vet cook ramen?
Ow.
He nukes it.
Are you looking for an STUD? Because I already have the STD. All I need is you.
Oh my god. Oh, you're doing pickup lines?
I'm stealing them off Reddit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
My dad left 5 years ago to get milk. I haven't eaten cereal since.
Damn, girl, you a toaster? Because I want to take a bath with you.
Oh my god. That's so stupid. Oh my god, hold on. This one's stupid. I'm not even going to read it all until I tell you guys. It says, my doctor gave me a week to live. I told him I wanted a second option, so he pulled out a scalpel and stabbed me. I was wrong. You've got about 48 hours. That's so stupid. Why did I just read that out loud?
Where are you getting these off of?
I have no idea. I just looked up jokes online. I don't even know how to say it. Daniel, join.
I miss back when all the fucking times were simple, man, when it was just dead baby jokes.
I know.
Everybody likes dead babies.
Dead baby jokes was top tier comedy.
I'm trying to find some jokes.
Oh, you guys subreddit for it.
They kind of all suck.
I know. Did you guys ever try the ChatGPT roasting your family?
No, but I've seen a lot of people's. Kyler did it for their band. It was pretty good.
Do you want to hear Daniel's?
Sure.
Okay, first I'm going to share this into the chat, okay? This picture so you guys can see what the bot is roasting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Bro, does that picture say iFunny?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because iFunny.
That's
damn,
so
bro,
old.
You need to charge your fucking phone, bro.
5%.
Yeah, my shit, 5%.
Yeah, we can see that in the screenshot that you sent us.
Yeah, this bitch is dead. We're trying to find some jokes real quick. It's not going.
Okay, so there's that picture, right?
Alright.
And it says, your husband looks like he walked straight out of a catalog titled Marine Corps Kin, Beach Day Edition. It says, that smirk says, yeah, I do push-ups for fun. And that perfectly sculpted haircut screams, my barber has me on speed dial. And then it says, he's holding that drink like it's protein powder and he's debating the micros.
What?
Yeah, and then it says,
it didn't sound like that much of a roast.
It says, and that intense jawline, it's giving, I flex while I sleep. I don't know.
It sounds like the AI just wants to fuck him.
It really does.
And it is like, but really, props to him for pulling off Bad Boy with a Soft Heart and Guy Who Will Argue About the Long at 8 a.m.
Did it just call you a tart?
It and then it says, "Want a roast for you next, or should we double down on them?"
Brother,
this is so weird. And then mine is AI? Just stupid. Yeah, that's AI. I'm about to take your picture that you sent of your famous little thing, Kyle.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then have AI roast that.
That would be great just to see what it says.
I know. Where did you send that at?
Probably the casters.
Let me see. Let me see.
I don't know if it's going to be good on recording, but... Man, there's a lot of nasty fucking roast beef memes up above. I forgot all about
I
that.
I know. There's so many. I'm trying to scroll.
I got written up on Take Your Dar to Work Day. Apparently, it only applies to dars who are alive.
It only applies to what?
What the fuck?
Daughters who are alive.
Take your dog up, to bro. Work day?
Daughter.
No, daughter.
No, you have a...
he took
an accent or a speech impediment, I don't know. Kyle, resend that picture of you.
I don't want to, bro. That's incriminating as fuck. It's actually in recording chat.
This is bullshit. That's fucking...
It is in recording chat. I just found it. Hold on. I'll try to put it at the top. I can't put it at the top without resending it, bro. I'm not getting on my fucking phone to resend that.
Oh, it's in the one that we recorded?
Yeah, it's recording. The recording chat.
So you already incriminated yourself.
I mean, yeah, but I ain't gonna do it again. It's already there for you.
Alright, hold up. I gotta fucking find it. All I see is, like, Kermit the Frog and weird Freddy memes and No Courage the Cowardly Dog, so we're good there. You know what we never did get to talk about was that trench.
What?
The fucking trench. Dark trench that you wanted to talk about last time.
Oh, the Mariana Trench?
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing in the fucking bottom of the ocean? That thing I tried to talk about at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, I was going to say the thing that he tried to start the podcast off with.
Oh, did you? Oh, my bad.
No, fuck you. I'm on
did
to
you. Did you realize you had to... Did you realize you had to scroll up through a thing that he sent about the Mariana Trench before you were looking for this picture?
Yeah.
What in the fuck even is this? Oh, it's a buffet of it?
A cocaine buffet? Yeah, so this, I've been seeing this around, but this was part of an art exhibit. This dude, he took a mirror during this art exhibit, laid out on the floor, and he put a 16-foot line of cocaine on it, and he sat there and just waited for somebody to try it. Well, like an hour goes by, everybody's walking around looking at art. Somebody finally tried it, realized it was actually cocaine, and it took 10 minutes for all that to disappear. It happened in 1998, I think, or something like that. It was just during our exhibit.
So random, but still so wild. By the way, you still need to charge your phone. It's at 4%.
Yeah, I know, right? This shit dying. It don't even have the charging symbol, buddy.
It's in low battery mode, I can tell.
It is. It is, bro. It's yellow.
That's
bro,
crazy.
You have that shit in military time, too.
Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo.
We're judging him on his phone preferences.
Yeah, you fucking weirdo.
Hey, bro, I can't help but notice you're in LTE,
bro. I'll start cropping everything, dude.
I also can't help but notice you're on your private browser for some reason looking up cocaine.
Cocaine buffet?
Yeah.
I looked it up earlier
to show Scott at work.
Sure.
It says, "Oh, Kyle walked right into this one." The first part of it makes no sense, okay? It says, "Kyle looks like he just walked out of a gas station, blessed someone's truck with an oil change, and decided today was the day he started a new fashion called Cowboy Jedi. That blanket cape? It's giving I'm final boss at the Home Depot parking lot." And then it says, I'm not even kidding you, dude. It says, "The backwards pin collection in his shirt pocket says, I'm ready to fix your AC and your broken dreams." And it says,
it's kind of sick with it.
I know.
How does
it knows too much.
"And those jeans have seen things, like the bottom of every muddy creek between here and 1987. It says, "The smile, pure, the outfit, wild. Kyle looks like he's 2 seconds away of offering unsolicited," I can't say that word, "advice on how to start a bonfire the real way."
Hell yeah, brother.
Hold
up. That's so stupid.
I'm scrolling so fast.
You're sending me a picture, Hunter?
Yeah, me and Gideon.
Oh, God. Was that taken just now?
No, it was taken, okay. I think, last D&D night.
Alright, hold on. Let me fucking upload this bitch. Oh no! Hold on. Can you roast my brother Hunter? Alright, let's see what it says. Oh man, Hunter really set himself up for this one. Hunter looks like he's about to drop the hottest lullaby album of 2025 called Naps and Slaps. Hold on, Hunter. Oh, we gotta send the picture to the fucking Discord.
I think I know what one it is.
This one. All right, I send it. Okay, Naps and Slaps. That headset is giving multitasking king, playing Call of Duty and babysitting like a Walmart Mr. Mom. That's so funny. That baby is. The baby is passed out like it heard Hunter start talking about cryptocurrency for the fifth time and just checked out immediately. Meanwhile, Hunter's hairline is holding on tighter than that baby. And it's a close race.
It's fucked up.
Also, that background looks like it's either a man cave or a prepper bunker or a place where expired lotion goes to die.
Yo, what? What was that last part?
Either a man cave, a prepper bunker, or a place where expired lotion goes to die.
Goddamn, bro.
Either way, Hunter is thriving in his natural habitat. Chaos and cocoa butter. Hunter, yours was the funniest one ever.
That's fucked up, dude. It looked at that wall, which there ain't much by that wall, but it looks like a fucking bunker. And that's horrible.
Or where lotion goes to die, or expired. Yeah, where
the expired lotion goes to die.
That's fucked up. That's so funny, though.
I got a really old picture of Kyle I want you to do.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I got a picture up right now. I want to see.
Why do you have old pictures of me, motherfucker?
Daniel, no, I can't.
Bro, it's you holding that like fucking 6 foot long pixie stick. Our first day working together.
That was last year. That was the beginning of last year. I probably have my long ass hair.
Daniel wants me to do his old coworker, Smath.
Smath?
Smath.
That still didn't make sense, what?
S-M-A-T-H.
That's not how you spell his name, right?
It is. Daniel just sent you guys a picture of him. You should go check him out.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. Smith is his name for sure.
Where's that picture out of Kyle?
I'm looking for it.
I want to do Deidre. I think she'd be pissed. Oh, Hunter. Whenever you did a toothpaste mustache at my house.
Oh, damn.
He literally...
I was on a dare, bro.
I'm not kidding you.
He said he had to clarify.
He had to drink coffee because we were playing a drinking game. And Daniel was way too fucked up and made him coffee, but he put the coffee grounds inside the water that goes and filters the coffee. He's Hold so up. Stupid.
Do that one.
Oh coffee. My god, Anthony, yes. Oh my god, I'm so excited. It says... Oh, Anthony, my guy, you practically asked for this one. He said, hold on. Oh, this is weird. I don't know why it started out like this. He said he's looking rough, but bro looks like he just got out of basic training for a boy band called, I don't even know what that says. Something desert ops. We'll skip that part. Okay, that tiny little mustache. That tiny little mustache looks like it's still on probation. Trying real hard to get promoted to a real beard someday. And that pose, Anthony, out here like he's auditioning for the cover of Field and Stream. Instagram influencer. This is stupid. His isn't even funny. Tattoo.
This sucks.
This is stupid. Tattoo sleeve flexing extra hard, too. Like, we wouldn't notice he's built like a Funko Pop with biceps. Also, can we talk about the sunset behind him? Even the sun was trying to clock out early after seeing Anthony's selfie pop up. That one was stupid.
Yeah, that one didn't turn out too great.
Do better.
Hold up. I'm gonna get a picture of Duke
in front of a homemade air conditioner and holding like a 4-foot fucking pixie stick.
Yeah, bro, that shit. I still get that shit to this day.
Oh shoot, dude! All right, so which one do you want me to do? Do you want me to do the one of Kyle?
What the fuck? It's like a murder.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing in your free time, bro? Sorry, my dude. I can't make it to the podcast tonight, bro. We have to work overtime.
What the fuck?
And this guy.
I can't do anymore.
Oh, no, you gotta pay.
Oh, it won't let me do anymore. I have to upgrade.
You pay for it right now.
No, it's $20.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you would think...
it's expensive.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up. You would think if I paid $1,000 for my cell phone, I would get AI for free. Anyways, Daniel, what happened this night? Is he asleep?
Got fucked up.
No, he did.
Yeah, he's blackout drunk. You just chill on the floor. Don't mind him.
Do you remember taking a picture? To? Yeah, exactly.
No, I figured it'd help us both remember the next day.
Did you remember make what more was questions. Going on the next day?
Yeah.
A little bit. I remember some of it.
Looks like Kyle has a giant pipe in his hand or something.
It's a pixie stick.
Oh, that's what you guys
are... Is this supposed to be the caster's chat?
It's recording chat.
What chat is it?
You just posted in it.
Yeah, you...
Recording chat. I know, but then it fucking, like, kicked me out of it, so now I'm trying to figure out how to get back.
He's a little special when it
I'm a little fucking old.
You act like you're so much older than us. Hunter, how old are you?
28.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you kind of are fucking old. I'm just kidding.
Fucking old, man. Born in the 1900s.
Daniel was born in 1994.
You old motherfucker.
And he's a devil's baby. He was born
You for real?
Yeah.
Damn. You old.
He was born on Halloween. That's so crazy. How cool would it be to have your birthday on Halloween, though?
Chelsea's is the day before Halloween, isn't it?
No. Sweet. Chelsea's is the 27th.
Ow. I don't know why I thought it was so close to Halloween.
No.
But, next week is Kyle's game show.
Oh, is it next week?
Yeah, dog.
Get prepared to get fucked, people.
I like the game shows. I think they're fun.
I do, too. It's just, like, easy, automatic content.
Yeah, I was about to say, I wish we could do game shows more often.
Fuck that. It's kind of hard to come up with something, especially when you're doing something, like, constantly. Kind of hard to come up with something.
Yeah. Hunter just does it so easily. We could always just revert to trivia, worst case scenario.
Well, I mean, don't, yeah, well, that's what's going to be happening.
I was like, no trivia.
I wanted to do Pictionary, man.
That's going to be, that's the thing is we can't visualize, we'd have to explain
I know, I know.
You'd have to be like, drawing, straight line, drawing, right line.
Now, if we had, like, the shed fixed up and had the cameras going and everything, then we could do it that way. I could just go fucking pick up a whiteboard or something.
Right.
That would be so much fun.
All right, thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. We kind of got off track multiple times. We are going to be coming up with another episode next week, and it should be a game show hosted by Kyle himself. If you'd like to, you can tune into that. Thank you all for stopping in, and we will see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.